This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nathan Zagura joins us right now. Browns Radio Network at Nathan Zagura on Twitter. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Nathan.
Good morning. What's going on?
Mon frere, it's going well.
Nathan, I thought to myself, I don't know a lot of Nathans, but I've been trying to explain to Ken Carmen the popularity of a very famous now Nathan that has been making the rounds on television. I wasn't able to do it. Are you familiar, Nathan Zagura, with Nathan Fielder?
No.
Okay.
Me neither. Told you. You're the only one watching that thing. I'm not watching it tonight. I'm watching the Dale Earnhardt documentary. I waited until all four episodes were released.
I finished it yesterday.
Am I going to cry?
Dale probably doesn't make it.
Stop. All of you, stop it. Stop. I know that he doesn't make it. Nathan Zagura joining us right now. All right, Nathan, people are going, you're making too big a deal about the OTAs. I go, we got four quarterbacks who are going to end up playing this year. I don't think we are making too big a deal about the OTAs. This is a big deal. Who's looked very good during the OTAs to begin?
QBs. I mean, obviously, it is very early, and as you guys know, we're in uncharted territory. I don't remember having OTA trackers like we are having right now. And I think the big story is not going to be so much what we've seen so far, which is, I think, you know, Shador made very, very good throws. Joe Flacco made good throws. Pickett made some good throws. Gabriel made some good throws. I think what's going to be interesting is we see how they stacked them now, or at least the distribution of reps now, right? Pickett and Gabriel, and I've said all along, I still think Kenny Pickett will be the week one starter, but they both got 16 reps. Flacco was second, was third, and then Shador got 9 reps. So what will be telling to me is if by the end of minicamp, if that stays the same, or if that changes, if Shador earns more reps as we go through this early portion, or even as we open up into training camp, because that to me is more the story. I think we've seen all of them. Shador's very good in that red zone period. His ball placement remains excellent. Gabriel, when he is in rhythm, his arm is good, and he's made a lot of very nice throws. Flacco still looks like an absolute statue. Looks everything like you want a quarterback to be, chiseled out of bronze, stands tall in the pocket at 6'6". He has such an effortless throwing motion, can hit every blade of grass. He's looked good. And then you heard Kevin Stefanski talk about Kenny Pickett. He's very high on what he's seen from Kenny Pickett as well. So it really is an open quarterback competition. I talked with Bill Musgrave yesterday, the Browns quarterback coach, and he said that's what's cool about this. It's kind of a unique thing that you really have a quarterback competition like this. I think obviously the Browns want the answer to come from Pickett, Gabriel, or Sanders, because that's more than just a short-term solution potentially. But yeah, so far that's really what we've seen. And you know, you look at kind of the elite traits, or if there is an elite trait, or what the best trait of these guys is so far. And obviously for Flacco, it's the ability to throw the ball vertically. I think for Gabriel, you really see him kind of in the keeper game, his ability to be very accurate on the run. Shador's ball placement is unbelievable. And then Pickett is just a kind of a solid quarterback and a much better athlete, I think, than people realize. So it's been a good start to the camp. I know the Browns are happy with the way that things have started, because OTAs, let's be honest, it really is just a passing camp, and they like what they've seen from their quarterbacks.
Nathan Zagura, join us on the hotline. How difficult do you think it's going to be for the organization to balance, hey, Joe Flacco, most likely ready to go, doesn't even really need that many reps, he could start week one and give the Browns the best chance to win, versus, hey, we've got these young guys this year.
People say that, I've heard that a lot.
Okay.
I think people assuming that Joe Flacco gives us the best chance to win is kind of an interesting thing. Why do you assume Joe Flacco gives us the best chance to win?
I'll be honest, because Nathan, I don't think very highly at all of Kenny Pickett. I just don't. And the other ones are just a third and a fifth rounder. And normally the way the NFL works, third and fifth rounders are if things go well, are backups in the NFL for the majority of their career. So it's probably unfair because, hey, guys, Brock Purdy drafted where he was. Now he's a starter making big money in San Francisco. So there are diamonds
in
the rough.
That's more the anomaly, though.
Yeah.
You don't bet on outliers. I hear what you're saying. I think it's interesting. Flacco was magical with us. And I love Joe Flacco. I think he not only is an excellent quarterback, he's a great guy. I think where we're at right now, you know, Pickett's still 15-10 as a starter, whether you like him or not, and was in a very, very bad offensive situation. He had 7 game-winning drives, so he's got some clutch meter to him. The thing about that's interesting is outside of the season with us, the last time Joe Flacco had a winning record as a starting quarterback in a season was 2017. So, like, the notion that he's just, like, guaranteed to be a winner for us because we saw it and it was awesome. That was so fun. That's the one that I maybe push back a little bit on, and I think that's why it really is a competition. I don't think there is kind of a statement that can be made like that, and I hear that a lot, and I don't think it's necessarily rooted in fact.
Go ahead. Part of it is, too, Nathan, that the discussion when he was doing it with Cleveland, and it was so late in the season, and it all seemed to click, was that, oh, Stefanski has a guy that can really operate his offense, and there's a chemistry there.
Yep. No doubt. There is. There was. And Joe Flacco threw for over 300 yards in all of those games, threw a ton of touchdowns, unfortunately threw a lot of interceptions as well. And we were, I think, fortunate to overcome some of that in some of those games. I love Joe Flacco. I think, to me, I look at Joe Flacco as if the young guys all fall on their face, we know that we can play Joe Flacco and we can operate a fun and exciting and maybe kind of, you know, some of the good with some of the bad type of an offense, but definitely can run that. I mean, we saw it, to your point. I do also think that this season is about, you've got to find out if you got 3 bites at the apple in terms of Pickett's on still a young man on a rookie deal, a former first round pick. And then you've got the 2 guys that you drafted and obviously very high on Dylan Gabriel, relative certainly to the rest of the league in terms of where they were able to get him, and they like him and he's played a lot. He's got a body of work, as Bill Musgrave said yesterday. And then you got Shedeur Sanders, who I think is incredibly talented. I mean, we talked about in the pre-draft process, and I go back to it. There isn't anybody I ever talked to, and I don't know if you guys did on your show, that said anything other than he was a first, or and the people that were quote-unquote down on him thought he was a mid-second-round talent, early second-round talent. There was nobody that thought Shedeur Sanders was a fifth-round talent coming into this draft. And so you've got 3 guys, 2 of whom the Browns are very high on. You know, and that's the thing about Kenny Pickett is, Kenny Pickett was with Matt Canada, who was probably the worst offensive coordinator in the league, had a terrible offensive line. They weren't really running the ball. They didn't really have anything. I would have been interested to see what Kenny Pickett was in Arthur Smith's offense. Never got that opportunity. Bring in Russell Wilson. He wants a trade. He goes to Philly. Philly spoke very highly of him. And obviously we know the connections between the Browns and the Eagles in their front offices. So to me, I give him a real shot. I really do. I think that Kenny Pickett is a tough kid. He's been a winner in this league, as I said. Believe it or not, since I've been with the Browns, he has the best winning percentage, career winning percentage of anybody that's quarterback for the Browns during that spin. So, and he's young, and he's done it in the AFC North. So I'm at least interested to see what that looks like.
So it sounds like Kenny's the leader to be the starter for you.
Yeah, I think it just makes the most sense. I think you look at the schedule as well. I think that's one thing that people also need to take into consideration is if you're going to put, you know, let's say Gabriel or Shedeur light it up and they're clearly the best. Will they start week one? Probably. But you also want to make sure that when you're starting with a rookie quarterback that you probably want to put him in a position to succeed. And I would argue that the opening of our season is not a place for somebody to cut their teeth at the National Football League level. That's probably a place for somebody who's played some games in the NFL. Home Cincy, at Baltimore, home Green Bay, at Detroit, at Minnesota, or at London. Home, it's technically home Minnesota in London, and then at the Steelers, where you know we have not won in the regular season, at least in the 13 years that I've either been on the sidelines or in the booth. So those 6 teams were a combined 40 games over 500 last year. So to me, that's why you would want a veteran and you'd want somebody who has played. And Kenny Pickett, not only is young, but he has played. He has won. And he's won in this division. So, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
to me, he would be kind of the leader in the clubhouse. And I would say the reps right now indicate that of the guys that I think they're really looking at to start week one, that he would be the leader in the clubhouse.
Well, then I'm a little confused about Joe, because you just said, like, well, if one of these young guys fall flat, then he comes in. And I'm going, well, they're not. Are they going to carry four quarterbacks going into the season?
I don't think so.
So what happens to Joe?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I don't like that answer. I don't like that answer, Nathan Zagura. No, I don't, Dragon.
Well, what do you want the answer to be? That they carry four quarterbacks, or they cut one of the kids that they just drafted?
No, I don't want that to happen. I just said I didn't like the answer. I'm
so what answer would you like?
I am loving this version of Nathan Zagura.
What answer would I like?
I'm absolutely loving this. He's feisty with me. He's feisty
with
Ken.
You want to know?
Feisty. This is awesome.
I think when people speak in cliches and narratives, like, there has to be some grounding to that.
Cliche.
You know what I mean?
I'm a cliche.
Just call us idiots, Nathan. Let's go.
I'm a cliche now?
No, to say that somebody gives you the best chance to win is that's just kind of like a cliche talking point.
Okay, I got a better one for you.
Okay.
Myles Garrett, lack of leadership, not being at OTAs. There you go. What do you think, Nathan?
What would Ken, going back to what Ken was saying, Ken, what's the answer that you want to hear about the quarterbacks? I think it's a very difficult situation because
I wanted to hear the Browns.
The Browns didn't intend to have four quarterbacks.
No, I know.
I think the Browns, when they signed Joe Flacco, knowing Cam Ward was going first, felt very good. They were coming into the season with Pickett, Flacco, and Gabriel, right? Mm-hmm. I think, can we all agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Shedeur Sanders piece makes it a different calculus than it would have been otherwise. Maybe they do keep four quarterbacks, but I think when you look at this roster and try to put together a 53-man team, you're going to need at least 26 on the defensive side. And to do that, that means you can only have 24 on the offensive side. And four quarterbacks would be a tough, tough thing to get.
So I'll tell you what I wanted you to tell me. I wanted you to tell me that Joe Flacco would start the season because we hold on to anybody who's successful like Grim.
I love Joe Flacco.
You said that many times.
One of my favorite people that I've interviewed or been around in my entire time with the Cleveland Browns.
I didn't say you said he was a major league bastard. I said that just said that you didn't think he was going to start the season is what I said.
I think is more likely to start the season.
Joe
today.
Pisarcik could start the season for all I know at this point.
I don't know if he could.
Wait a minute. Is he still with us? Hold on, Nathan. Stand by. Owen, look it up. Joe Pisarcik. Joe Pisarcik is...
Hard to spell.
Oh!
He's alive.
All right. Joe's still alive. Good for him.
So he's in the mix. So you're saying there's a chance.
We're thriving going into June in 2025. Okay. I wanted you to tell me Joe Flacco was going to be the starter, and then it would probably be Dylan Gabriel and then Shedeur Sanders at some point. Because
no belief in Kenny Pickett.
Very little, okay. Man. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be nice.
We were trained, number one, because he started for the Steelers, we were supposed to not like him. And because his stats were what they were, we were supposed to diminish the fact that he won any game because he was a Steeler.
Well,
and because Pony said that he was going to be Joe Montana.
You know what? That's part of it. I ain't gonna lie to you there. That might be part of it.
Is
I think so
of
little of Pony's opinion of anybody that it completely destroys my opinion of them when they come. Like
Listen, people were not happy initially when Joe Flacco came to the Browns either, right? But then he played well. I think you're going to have a situation where opportunities are going to be given to these players, and you'll see what they are. Like I said, it's a tough start to the season. Like if the Browns. Would you guys agree that if the Browns went 3-3 over the opening six games, that would be
huge,
very encouraging?
Huge. Yes.
Yes. So I think you're looking for who do we think can maybe get us to that point. And that's why I just don't think it would be one of the rookies right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is Pickett or Flacco to start week one. And then the other question becomes, what happens with the other one? Could they trade one of the rookies? I mean, we've seen this team trade quarterbacks. We saw Josh Dobbs get traded. My guess is that somebody around the league, a need will arise for either Flacco or Pickett, and that somebody will be traded and that it'll work itself out. That would be my guess. I think, though, if you're looking at it from the Brown standpoint of what do we need to do, we need to find somebody. You would rather at least give Kenny Pickett an opportunity to be that. If Joe Flacco were in his 20s, or if Joe Flacco were 35. I think Joe Flacco has a much better chance to start week one.
Yeah, that's true.
I just think it's part of where we are as an organization and what we're doing and what the biggest problem of this organization has been for decades and decades, which is, you know, since Bernie, is finding that quarterback that you have to give somebody a chance who has the potential, at least, to be that solution.
You are right, though. He's got to air out that pony stink. He's got the pony stink on him, and we got to.
And it's fair.
We got to put him out on the clothesline for a minute. Get that natural
air. Totally,
it's
tribalism. Kenny Pickett could not be good. The fact that now we have to try to get our heads around maybe he can be good. He did win 15 games to 10 losses. He's won 60% of the games he started. Maybe he can't be that bad. I don't know. Because if you look at the Steelers before him, after him, do they still win games? Sure. Do they still don't go anywhere. It's not like he was necessarily the problem or the solution. Now you're hoping that maybe he can be the solution here, but it's a hard thing to get your head around because you wanted to belittle Kenny Pickett. People wanted to talk about his hands. People want to talk about he can't throw the ball. And now all of a sudden you're like, now he's on Kenny Pickett. So now we need, hopefully, that he's good.
Nathan, what makes a guy's guy in your eyes?
Somebody that you just want to hang out with. A guy's guy, somebody you want to hang out with, is fun, not into drama. Just a good time. Easy hang. An easy hang is I found that that's a compliment that's thrown around now. Oh, so-and-so, that guy's an easy hang. That feels like something that you'd say about a guy's guy.
You know what? That takes Jim Harbaugh out of it, Tone. He is not an easy hang. That guy's a weirdo. I mean, if you
would
were,
be yeah. an intense hang for sure.
Yeah, it would be a little bit too much. But Kevin, that puts him in the...
I think you guys are guys.
I'm a guy's guy, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit there. I'm going to drink beer with you. All right, Nathan.
Yeah. You're not going to let Lima be a guy's guy?
I was going to let him speak for himself.
I used to invite some drama, Nathan. I think it's a toil in that world.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that makes it a little bit less guy's guy, but I feel like in the actual hang itself, you're very much a guy's guy.
What do you mean used to?
I was going to say used to. I was going to let that go. I think now you're more into professional drama now. Would you agree with that?
Great point.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true. Yes. I'm a grounded family
man.
That's
part of the job. That's part of the job.
Grounded family man.
Kumbaya all the time. That's not as fun.
That's true.
Nathan, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Love you guys. This was fun. It was spicy. Listen, I got a baby boy coming in 10 days, so maybe I'm a little amped up. So
that's awesome.
Scheduled?
Yeah.
You got scheduled? We can play the schedule
game. Baby breached. Schedule
right
game.
Right now, he's breached. He's like, he's just sitting up.
That's where we were.
Out, so,
ooh. Yeah. Now,
already
see,
a guy's guy.
Nathan, here's the thing about the breech baby. We had two. It started out with two nurses on my wife's stomach doing almost a tribal dance to get the baby to turn around. It never happened, so it ended up being a C-section. But to see two women on my wife in that position, it was very interesting. It was an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, they kind of told us that I think he's a little bit of a big boy, and they're like, look, we could do that. It's not going to be pleasant, and I hope for your wife it was maybe less better than they make it sound like it is. But they're like, it's not that pleasant, and it's probably not going to work, so we don't really recommend it.
Nathan, thank you, Nathan. Take care.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Nathan Zagura on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.